Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome you all to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, January 27th of 2021. And I find this hard to believe, but when we come back on Monday, it will be February 1st. January, which often goes by very, very, very slow. Still went by maybe a little slow, but not as slow as it often does. As we're now on the January 27th. My hope is that it's starting off to be a great year for you. For those of us who follow God, I believe it's going to be a great year. I really do. And I'm believing that I'm going to see it in my life. And my hope is that you listeners as well are seeing great things in your life so far. As the year is still young, we're still only in January. Monday starts February. And like I said, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to get to be with you tonight, as we're going to have a great time tonight with worship and with the Word of God as we are continuing on through the book of Psalms. And I'm going to talk to you tonight about a brand new way. We've just come out with this. A way for you listeners to sow seed into the Miracle Man Show. You can go to paypal.com. And what's the link? What's the search name? Miracle Man or River Shukla? Is it?
It's River Shukla. That's it.
It's River Shukla. Type in River Shukla. R-Y-V-E-R-S. S-H-U-K-L-A. Is there a space in between there or no? There is a space. So Rivers Shukla. And then that's... Once again, that is Rivers Shukla. R-Y-V-E-R-S for the first name. Rivers. And then Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. And then you get to give any amount you want, or let God speak to you and show you what you're supposed to give, because obviously, you know, God wants to bless us. And so I believe that as you sow seed to help me continue on to keep reaching people to the radio show, I believe that God will bless you. And we created this. We did this because I want to give you an opportunity to sow seed into the kingdom of God. And trust me, this ground, the ground of the Miracle Man Show, it is very good ground. I've been doing this for 3.5 years. We just had our 3.5 year anniversary 2 days ago. And we're just so grateful for those of you who've been listening from the start. for those of you who have joined. We also thank you to all of you newbies. Or maybe you're not exactly a newbie anymore, but maybe you've joined, say, last year, last month. But we're so glad, I'm so grateful for all of you. And I believe we're going to greatly increase the amount of people who listen to this program, the amount of people that are touched by this program. And my hope is that this can translate into many, 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 many souls being brought into the kingdom of God. And I'm not setting any kind of limit on it. And here's why. Because I don't want to limit God. Let's just say I told God I wanted. Let's just say I told God I wanted 50 souls. That doesn't mean, okay, I only want 50. 51's too many. No! The more the better. Because I want to see you make heaven. We're in the last of the last days. And every soul is precious. Another reason I come to you is this year it's very important that you keep your faith up with everything that's going on. It takes more faith to live today. And you don't want to live in fear. You want to live in faith. And I shared my testimony last night. Those of you listeners who maybe tuned in tonight, those of you who may have not listened last night, I took 20 minutes and I shared a lot of my story and how gracious God has been to me. All the healings and deliverances that God has done in me. And there's other things I could tell you. Example, one day, we're in the garage. I'm in the garage. Oh, at the time, we lived out on Baker Road, which is a country road, about 8 miles or so north of the city of Midland. And so we're at the house, getting ready to get in the van to go do the errands that we were going to do that day. I was out of school because they were doing a teacher development day. So I'm in the garage, and my mom's driving this van. And the van ran over my foot. Now my shoe was on, but we had to go to the ER. And they at Mid-Michigan Medical Center, Midland. And they looked at it and they go, okay. And they're doing their stuff, doing their x-rays, and then they're like, okay, you guys can go home. Nothing but a day. or maybe two. I was totally healed of that. But I was still in some, pain in that. I was still in some pain, but then like that night, by that night, the pain was gone. There was no more pain. The angel did the healing on my way to the emergency room. I don't know if we were on Saginaw, on Sturgeon or Saginaw, but we were en route to the Mid-Michigan Medical Center, I mean, that's what it is now. Back then, it was might have just been Midland Hospital, whatever. But nonetheless, when the angels healed my foot on the way to the, and by that evening, the pain was gone, and I declared, you know what, Mom? The angels healed me. They healed my foot. They healed my foot. And trust me, when your foot gets run over, usually it takes some time for it to get back to normal. Usually it takes some time. Depending on how bad it is, it may be even longer, if at all. That thing should have been crushed, and I should have been in a wheelchair. But God, miracle of God, and it was a Friday morning. I don't remember what Pastor preached on the previous night. All of us kids were in the service for whatever reason. We didn't have us sent back, but whatever Pastor Dr. Barclay preached on saved my foot. Jesus was there for me, and he healed my foot that should have been. That thing, the first part of the miracle was that when we looked at it, it wasn't crushed. Now it was in pain and didn't look good, but it wasn't crushed at least. So of course we hurried to the ER. They get there and they're like, looks bruised and stuff. They said like a lot of what it looked like was a bruise at first. You know what I mean? Like he has some bruises and things like that, but they're like, who knows? But, and then other times, a couple of years later, I get burnt very bad. I touched part of my pelvis type thing to the grill, to a grill. Oh, wait. Oh. Are you sure it was the Zimmers? I remember Mary Murphy was there. Mary Murphy. And Mary. And so we're at this park, and we're at the beach on a very hot summer day, mind you. It's like 95 degrees, almost 100. It was like 90 feels. It was like 90, felt like 100. So we're there. And we're making food, fell on a fire pit, burned my pelvis like very bad, third degree blister. We go down to the water, thinking the beach water will help. My mom calls the doctor, and then Dr. Kaczynski, and then my family doctor, and then calls the ER. And the emergency room says, get him out of there now. That water is not clean for anyone to be in, especially a kid that's been burnt. Get him out, please. Bring him in. So they take me to the ER, and I've got an ice pack around my burnt area. And they had to cut some skin off and things like that, and they took looks at it, and they're like, okay, looks pretty bad. Here's what we can do. Did the here's what we can do. Here's what we, you know. And the next day we're like, yeah, we'll see you. We'll do bandage, you know, and we'll come check your bandage as need be. But then, wasn't like a day or two after, a couple of days after that, they look at me and they're like, you know what? We don't need to see him again. And they're like, we would like to see him stay out of the water for a few more days so that it can heal the rest of the way up. But other than that, he's good. Remember, that's basically what all they said, remember? Like, we would like to see him stay out of the water for a few more days, but other than that, remember?
Do you remember that they put you in a tank of spinning water? The first night that you were there, all night long you had to sit in this tank of water. And Raymond and I had to sleep in that room.
It was special treated water. Not the water that they wanted me to stay out of for a couple more days after they said I was good to go.
You have to tell your listeners what I said because I can't.
She was basically saying that I was in a tank. I was in a tank for a night. I was in a tank of cold, special treated water. My mom and my brother had to sleep in the room. But you want to know something? God was there. God healed me. It would have taken a lot longer for me to recover from that thing without him. Skin grafts. Trust me, it would have taken me a lot longer. Not just, you know, a week. It would have been like many weeks. But God. It pays to know God. It pays. As I've told you, both of the last two nights, it pays to serve Jesus. It pays to have a great pastor, a great local church. It pays. And it pays to believe in Jesus and to have faith in him. And to speak life. Something at my church we're going to start doing on the first. I challenge you listeners to do this too. We're going to start what we call a word fast. What it is they're challenging us. Don't make negative confessions over yourself. Don't say to yourself, I'm going to die. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. Or might make it. I don't know. You know, like if you're, you know, speak life over yourself. Speak life over others. You will make it. You will make it through this. You might not. Speak good confessions. Watch your mouth. Because the promises of the Lord are yes and amen. Not no and mm-mm. They're yes and amen. They are yes and amen. And I'm not the first person, and I might be the first person to tell you that, or I might not be. You know, there were some other times where I had been injured and I had to go to the hospital, and then God healed me quickly. They'd be like, do you think maybe you bounce back quicker? I said, no. God did that. And so a little note is I want to mention to you guys, and that is not this coming Monday, but the following Monday, I will be traveling back from Kentucky, where I'm going to see my brother. I may or may not be live. I will try my best to let you know by next Wednesday for sure. For sure. I just thought I should give you a little programming note. But we will see. The good news is I'll be able to go to a food place without being contact traced. And here's what I'd want to do, although I probably wouldn't do this. Say if I'm in a food place and they ask my name, ask my number, here's what I'd want to write down. Mickey Mouse. Or Donald Duck. Or, you know, Darth Vader from Star Wars. And you... And they're like, okay, what's your number? Area code first. 987-654-3210. Okay. Okay, maybe I wouldn't do that, but... Funny. In this state, honestly, the restaurant's supposed to open up Monday with 25% capacity. Be kind to waitresses, your servers. Be kind to them. They don't like the rules any more than you do. I'm serious. They don't. Just be courteous, respectful, and just thought I should let you know of that. Dad, what name would you put down? Maybe, I don't know, Mickey Mouse?
Yep.
Maybe Mickey Mouse, maybe the guy from Indiana Jones, I don't know.
Yep.
Put his on your thing. Obviously, in Kentucky, though, you won't be doing that because in Kentucky, they don't do that. They're at 50%. And I know my heart and I thank God for governors like DeSantis in Florida, where their governor back in October, Governor DeSantis of Florida, Ron DeSantis, Republican of Florida, he said, I am not completely locking down my state again. He says, we may go in and out of, you know, we're going to, he said, for now, what's going to happen is I'm leaving it up to businesses and places to decide what is best for themselves. And so I thank Governor DeSantis for taking a great stand. Note, that's the same governor who declared that churches were an essential service back in March. And I told you listeners about that back around that time. And I have really been following Rodney Howard Brown since that time, as he's continued to do the stand nightly from the River at Tampa Bay Church. And And it's just a great thing. I'm sure Dr. Barclay would do something similar if God told him to do it. And if you want doubt and unbelief, go find a church that's closed. Rodney Howard Brown said that once. He teased and said, go find a church that's closed. That sounds like something he would say, doesn't it? Like to the unbelievers. You know, like go find a church that's closed. Amen. Now we're gonna sing a couple of songs, and then we're going to open up to the word of the Almighty God. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. We see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. We see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. We see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Who is this King of Glory? With this softly spoken word. Who is the King of Heaven? With all his mystery. Who is this King of Glory? He is clothed in majesty. Who is this King of Glory? Who offers it to me? His name is Jesus, precious Jesus, the Lord Almighty, King of my heart, King of glory. His name is Jesus, precious Jesus, Lord Almighty, King of my heart, King of glory. Who is this King of glory? By the spoken Prince of Peace, revealing things of heaven and all its mysteries. The Lord of earth and heaven, the Creator of all things, He is the King of glory. He's everything to me. His name is Jesus, precious Jesus, Lord Almighty, King of my heart, King of glory. His name is Jesus, precious Jesus, Lord Almighty, King of my heart, King of glory. He is the King of earth and heaven, the Creator of all things. He is the King of glory. He's everything to me. His name is Jesus, precious Jesus, the Lord Almighty, King of my heart, King of glory. His name is Jesus, precious Jesus, Lord Almighty, King of my heart, King of glory. You're the Lord Almighty, King of my heart, King of glory. Let now the weak say I have strength, by the saved and redeemed, those adopted as your own, and let the poor say I am. We say I am strength. And I'm more by the saw in your heart. And I'm more than blessed. Let now our hearts burn with a flame. And I'm a fire consuming all for your son's holy name. And with the heavens we declare, you are our King. We love you, Lord. We worship you. You are our God. You alone are good. Let now your church shine as the bright that you saw in your heart. Those adopted as your own, and now the lost, be welcome home. That lived and redeemed, and we all then blessed. Hallelujah. Let now our hearts burn with a flame, a fire consuming all for your son's holy name. And with the heavens we declare, you are our King. We love you, Lord. We worship you. You are our God. You alone are good. You ask your Son to carry the heavy cross, our weight of sin. I love you, Lord. I worship you. Of which was lost, now stands renewed. I give my life to honor this, the love of Christ, a Savior King. Let now our hearts burn with a flame, a fire consuming all for your son's holy name. And with the heavens we declare, you are our King. We love you, Lord. We worship you. You are our God. You alone are good. You ask your Son to carry this, worship you. Of which was lost, now stands renewed. I give my life to honor this, the love of Christ, a Savior King. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. You are our God. You are our Savior. You are our King. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We come before you tonight, give you praise and honor and glory for everything you're doing in us, everything you've started, everything you're doing, everything you've done, everything you've started, everything you're going to do in us, Lord God. Thank you that you're ministering to us individually. You're ministering to our families. You're helping us, Lord God. As we go through our lives, you're helping us with our businesses, with our careers, with our... That, thank you, Lord God, that you're ministering to our bodies, that you're just quickening us, Lord God, enabling us. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you are moving mightily on our behalf. And I thank you for this time and your word tonight, that it will be fruitful, and that you, Lord God, will minister to each and every one of us. And I just pray, Lord God, that every need would be met tonight. Every need represented on this program would be met tonight. In your name we pray. And now I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program. I say that finances come into this program. I say that increases in listenership come into this program. And most important of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen. Let's make our confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. Okay, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the Word says I can have. And I can do what the Word says I can do. Tonight, I am a believer. I mean, this Bible is more than a history book to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a storybook to me. I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Amen. I believe it. Amen. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms 57. Woo! Amen. Thank God for the Word of God. Thank God for the Word. Thank God for the Word. Thank God for the Word. The Word brings life.
Yes.
The Word of God is incorruptible, indestructible. Amen. Just checking something. Amen. So I'm going to begin with verse 1 of Psalm 57. And if you're not there yet, go ahead and catch up with me. It says, "Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me. For in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God, Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He sends from heaven and he saves me. And he rebukes those who hotly pursue me." Selah. God sends his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth, spears, and arrows, their tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be over all of the earth. They spread a net for my feet, I was lowered down. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. Selah. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awaken my soul. Awaken harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. 58. Do you rulers indeed speak justly? Do you judge uprightly among me? In your heart you devise injustice, and your hands they might out violence on the earth. Even from birth, the wicked go astray. From the womb, they are wayward lies. Their venom is like the venom of a snake, like that of a cobra that has stopped its ears, that will not heed the tune of the charmer. However skillful the enchanter may be, break the teeth in their mouths, O God. Tear out, O Lord, the fangs of the lions. Let them vanish like water that flows away. When they draw the bow, let their arrows be blunted, like a slug melting away as it mirrors along, like a stillborn child. May they not see the sun before your pots can feel the heat of the thorns, whether they be green or dry. The wicked will be swept away. The righteous will be glad when they are avenged, when they bathe their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then men will say, surely the righteous still are rewarded. Surely there is a God who judges the earth. 59. Deliver me from my enemies, O God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from evildoers and save me from bloodthirsty men. See how they lie in wait for me. Fierce men conspire against me for no offense or sin of mine. O Lord, I have done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Arise to help me. Look on my plight, O Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel. Rout yourself to punish all the nations. Do not show any mercy to wicked traitors. Selah. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. See what they spew from their mouths. They spew out swords from their lips, and they say, who can hear us? But you, O Lord, you laugh at them and you scoff at all of these nations. O my strength, I watch for you. You, O God, are my fortress. You are my loving God. God will go before me, and he will let me gloat over those who slander me. But do not kill them, O Lord, our shield, or my people will forget. In your might, make them wander about and bring them down. For the sins of their mouths, for the words of their lips, let them be caught in their pride. For the curses and lies that they utter, consume them in wrath. Consume them till they are no more. Then it will be known to the ends of the earth that God rules over Jacob. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. They wander about for food, and they howl if they are not satisfied. I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in the time of trouble. O my strength, I sing praise to you. And you, O God, are my fortress, my loving God. 60. You have rejected us, O God. You have burst forth upon us, and you have been angry. Now remove us. You have shaken the land, and you have torn it open. Mind it's precious, for it is quaking. You have shown your people desperate times, and you have given us wine that makes us stagger. but for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow. Selah, save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph, I will parcel out Shechem, and I will measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbasin. Under Edom, I toss my sandals. Over Philistia, I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God? You who have rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for the help of man is worthless. With God we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. 61. This will be the last one. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth, I call to you. I call you, my heart. My heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. Selah, for you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then I will ever sing praise to your name, and I will fulfill my vows day after day. This will be the last one, will be 62. Verse 1. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down? Leaning wall, this tottering fence, they fully contend to topple him from his lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Selah. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times. oh, people. Poor. Out your heart to him. For God is our refuge. Selah. Love on me. Says, love on men are but a breath. The highborn are but a line. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust extortion or take pride in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things have I heard, that you, O God, are strong, and that you, O Lord, are loving. Surely you will reward each person according to what he has done. Take a look back. Sorry about that. Just taking a sip of water. That's all. I was down. I'm back. 57. We're just looking. First, you destroy of David. That's from who he had fled from Saul into the cave. Now, first off, David is asking for mercy. He's talking about how his soul take refuge in him, in the Lord. Yet he's asking God for mercy. And verse 2, in part of that second, verse 1b, you can write down, I take refuge in the shadow of the wings of the Lord until disaster has passed. That doesn't mean you hide in a cave. You just let God be your guide. You should always be doing that anyway. And he said, given to heaven, and he saves me from those who pursue me. Verse 2, you can write, God rebukes those who pursue you with evil intent. Now, that doesn't just mean they're looking for you, like you're trying to find you. This means they're pursuing you with the intent of doing evil. That's what that means. That is specifically what that means. Specifically. Love and his faithfulness. I'm in the midst of lions, and a sword. Exalted, O Lord, bring the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Neda. If you dig a hole for someone else, you will fall into it yourself. That's point 3. You can write that down. Please don't dig holes for other people. Don't. It's not good for them to just while I'm doing their own thing. If you dig a hole, you're going to fall into it yourself. talking about how his heart is steadfast in God. If it's steadfast, that means like you're focusing on the Lord. Well, now let's go to 58. Now this is from David again. And first he's wondering, you know, do the rulers speak judgely? And they don't. Not read the tune of the however skillful that it may be. This is a book. And then this is so funny. He's actually asking God to literally take out the teeth. Take the teeth out of the mouths of these wicked people. To actually take out their teeth. In a way, it almost sounds funny, but that literally is what he's asking God for. No, I'm not thinking of any names in this country. I'm just saying. You know, that's what David said. He's asking God to shatter the teeth. Like, literally take the teeth out of their mouth so that when they try to speak, they're like, executive order, basically like that, you know? That's all you'll understand. That you got, and he's asking God to tear out the fangs. The lions, let them, like water that flows away around, let your arrows be like your slug will be given. And it says, the wicked will be swept away. The righteous will be glad when they are avenged for their feet and the blood of the wicked. And then we'll see. And so, he's asking God, he's praying unto God, and he's asking God to, and this is what God does. He destroys the wicked. He destroys those people who are wicked, who purposely have evil intent against us. And think of the greatness of our God. Let's go to 59. First, he's asking God. David is asking God to deliver him from his enemies. He's asking for protection from them. And God wants to protect us from them. It says, see how you lie in wait for me. And then he talks about the different things that these evil people want to do. And about the different things that they want to do. Mind me, but then come on, Lord, the shouts of long. He says, let them be caught in their prowls in the caves unless they, he says, consume them in wrath. Jacob, see it. And it says, they return in the evening. It says, I will sing of your love. You are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. We already have that. For my strength, I sing praise to you. You are my fortress, my loving God. Let's go to 60. 60. first, these people are talking about how God rejected them. Now, they're people who are wicked, and they're asking for God to help save them. From whom I toss my sandal over, I shout, out of our armies, and it says, give us aid, though you trample down. Now we have 61. And this is also from David. Sons of the earth, I call to you. I call out with my heart. I was faint. And it says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Write this down. Number one of 61. God is the rock that is higher than I am. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against my enemy. I long to dwell in your sight forever, and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you have heard my vows, O God, and you have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. And by fear the name of God, that doesn't mean, oh, they're afraid of the name of God. No. That means like they love it. They respect it. They revere it. They don't want to do anything wrong against God. That kind of fear. Verse 6. Increase the days of the king's life, his years, many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. He says, appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then I will sing praise to your name and fulfill your vows day after day. 62, that's the last one we read. And I love this first verse, both of these first two actually. It talks about how my soul finds rest in God alone, and my salvation comes from him. I love that. Not to find rest for my soul in God. And it says, he alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. And I love how it says this part. I will never be shaken. Verse 2. Point 1. If you trust in the Lord, you will never be shaken. Lowly, meanwhile, take their mouths, they bless, and their hearts, they curse. And then he goes after those who bless God with their mouths, but then with their hearts, they curse. Do not be one of those people. Do not be one of those people. Because then you'll be in a hypocrite. God does not like hypocrites. I don't like hypocrites either. It's the craziest thing that these people will do with this whole virus thing and this whole COVID thing. And you'll see people showing their true colors. You may see these people who talk about how important it is. And they're like, we all got to wear masks. We got to wear masks. We got to wear masks. We got to wear masks. And then you'll see the same guy shouting about how we all need to wear a mask. And he'll be at a certain place where there's a decent amount of people, and he doesn't have a mask on. That's hypocrisy, isn't it? Yep. That's just an example. But worse, even worse than that, is when you do it to God. verse 5. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. Point 2, you can write verse 62. I find rest in the Lord. Under that right, my hope comes from Him and Him alone. I already had you listeners write down that He is your rock, that He's our rock and salvation. He is my fortress, and I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor. Depend on God. He is my mighty rock. He is my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, all people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Point 3, you can write, I must trust in the Lord at all times. It's real hard to have faith in. And you know what, listeners? Let me be honest with you about something. You pretty much can't have faith in God and not trust Him. You can't. You have to be able to trust in the Lord in order to have faith in Him. Once you trust, then you can have faith. Some of you listeners, you have more trust and faith in your boss than you do in God. Some of you might even trust your kids more than you trust God. Now, I would hope not, but one more let me write that a line. Wait on balance. They are nothing. So what you see here, even in Psalms, God is trying to get us to have faith, to trust in Him. Because in order to have faith that you're going to get the miracle that you're believing for from God, in order to have faith in that, first you have to be able to trust God, to be able to trust Him and realize God is very real. That He's not a figment of someone's imagination. He's not a figment of your imagination. I know somebody, I don't know why they did this. Maybe they thought they were being funny, but they weren't. Somebody in a bookstore, I think it was in middle, somebody went to the Bible section of the bookstore. And you know what they, and you're not going to believe this. They put the Bibles in the fiction section. I'm serious. And when I heard that, I'm like, what? Yeah, they did that. I honestly hope that whoever tried that, whoever did that, seriously repented to God for that. And if they didn't, God will deal with them for that, don't you think? If you mess with the Word of God to the point where you move all these Bibles, by the way, the number one book, number one most read book on the planet, and you put it in the fiction section, listen, this is not fake. God created the earth. If God created it, how can it be fake? Created. All the soil you walk on, not the pavement, but the grass you walk on, you know, the lakes, you see the you know, the Great Lakes, the oceans, you know, the Atlantic, the Pacific, the, you know, God created that. God made the sun. God made the trees. God made the birds. That's all God. You did not evolve from a monkey or an ape or a dinosaur. No. And they try to say that all these people, you know, live billions. They try to say, you know, these mountains or whatever are billions and billions of years old. They're not billions of years old. God created those. And the Bible says, before God created it, before God created the earth was without form and void. It was void. Meaning, may have existed, but maybe in like a different form. And so, even if for whatever reason you decide, if someone would decide, you know, not to serve God, it's not good to say, you know, God's not real. Because he's very real. As real as me sitting here tonight talking to you. And so I just want to leave you with that. And so we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time and your word tonight. I just thank you that we would put this word to practice tonight. We would always put your word into practice, Jesus. I thank you that we would always trust in you, no matter what, regardless of how hard things may get, that we would always trust in you. We would always believe in you and not doubt. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in terms of sports, for football this weekend, we have the Pro Bowl, NFC versus AFC. And then, of course, next Sunday, we have the Super Bowl. And I will determine on next Wednesday who I think will win the Super Bowl. And honestly, I haven't decided. I think I'm just going to do a coin flip. I'm going to do a coin flip on the Wednesday night show. Have I determined the way the coin's going to flip? No, I haven't determined how it's going to flip. Also, Matthew Stafford, it is unknown at this point where he will go, where he will be traded to. There is speculation that it could be the Patriots or the Colts. I think the Colts may be a good fit for him. I really do. And we'll see what the Lions can do without him. All right. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us or our dwelling, for you, Lord Jesus, have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drugged or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no sickness, no disease, no terrorist, no COVID, no fire, no flood, no crash. None of this evil stuff will come near us, our immediate loved ones. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And I thank you that we would live in great peace and joy and prosperity and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. I sure love you. Amen. Until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody.